Okay, this is Jeff Walker with Product Launch Formula, and I have Andrew Jones on the phone. And Andrew recently did a very nice product launch, and he's in a fairly unusual niche. Actually, it's not unusual at all, but it's one. It's just an example of one of the small niches that you know you can apply these product launch techniques in. So Andrew lives in Nelson, British Columbia. He's a vet there. And his niche is, well, I guess it's pet owners for dogs and cats. And so, Nelson, why don't you just give us a little bit of background, tell us about, you know, what you've been doing, how you got into this, and take it from there.
Sure, Jeff. Sure. So I started about 3 years ago. I wrote an e-book. I was looking at just ways of just generating some sort of passive income so I wouldn't have to quite work as so much and spend so much time on call my practice as a way to replace some of the income. I sort of looked at the internet as a way to maybe generate some of that passive income. I did a little bit of research, saw that there's very few veterinarians have authored anything online. There's definitely a niche for a pet health ebook. I, based on advice that I give throughout, I'm often giving advice to pet owners as far as how to do things at home. So I wrote a book on home remedies, and it's fairly common sense stuff, but for many people it's not. And it's just basic home remedies for dog and cat owners. I covered some fairly common natural holistic remedies as well. And I put it up there. I had a webmaster put up a sales page thinking that was going to be my ticket to passive income. And I waited 3 weeks till I had 3 weeks till I had my first sale. And since realized, and from there sort of started down my path of internet marketing education, realizing it's much more challenging than one first believes.
Yeah, than just putting up a web page. And
it is, exactly.
When you initially came out with that ebook, what was your price on that?
Originally, I had it as a $27 ebook.
Okay, take us forward into in what you did next and how you ended up going down the road of a product launch.
So what I originally came up after a few years of trying different sales pages, different marketing techniques, building content sites, come to the realization that I was generating somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 a month in sales from the ebook, and came to the realization that wasn't going to be my sort of ticket to passive income. I'm going to have to do more. So I did go ahead and I turned the digital book into a course where I recorded it in 5 audio CDs. I did a few CD-ROMs. I had it printed up as a printed version. And as well, I did a small video. My original intent, and at that time, I had a relatively small list of about sort of 2,000 pet owners who had, some of the people were past purchases, in other words, to a newsletter I was sending out in the email, sort of every few days.
Mm-hmm.
My original intent or hope was to create a product, announce it to my list, and if I sold one a week, I was sort of going to be content. I didn't actually imagine doing it as a product launch.
Mm-hmm.
And at a conference, actually, a friend of mine and copywriter, Ray Edwards, who had actually written some of my sales copy, had advised me. He said, go ahead, get the product launch formula. He said, it's more than well worth it. Essentially model it after the similar emails. I mean, just follow it step by step, and it'll make a huge difference. So I went ahead and did, and that was in the fall of 2006, October, November, I actually got the course, the product launch formula, and launched the course on the middle of January 2007.
And now this is the multimedia course at this point where you put together
course.
And what was the price point in that one?
So the price point was $297.
Okay, so you got from $27 to $297.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you got you bought the course. Sounds like you took a couple of months from when you bought the course to get into your actual launch. And what were some of the things you did in your launch? I mean, was it pretty much just cookie cutter out of the course, or did you add anything? Or
it was pretty much cookie cutter. I went through the pre-launch steps. I did multiple surveys in my list, which I hadn't done. I was able to first collect, the top sort of five, questions and concerns about the course, and I wrote about those, posted those to my blog. It was great because here's were really clear concerns. I was under the belief that price would be the biggest concern, as most especially the pet owners, on my list wouldn't be willing to pay $200, $300 for a course.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the issue. It was more around, you know, there's certain things about, is this stuff that they can apply and use? Is it going to be step by step? Which I never would have known unless I'd done the survey. So I was able to address all those concerns before actually launching the course itself.
Oh, great. So now, how did you answer those concerns? Was that via email or via blog?
So I did a via email and blog. I did it both. And
okay.
then I had a webmaster put up a whole page of exactly questions or concerns of here's the top five questions and concerns, which
okay.
they addressed.
Now, Andrew, just stepping back a little bit in the chronology, you had the ebook, then you put together the physical course. You released the physical course, right?
Right.
Okay, but then at some point you said, you talked to Ray. Ray said do a product launch.
Yeah.
So then, did you pull the product back off the market to set up the product launch?
So I hadn't actually released it yet.
Okay.
This is pre-leak.
Okay.
I got the product launch form before it actually released anything.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good. And so, you put together a series, some surveys.
Yep.
I think, in the emails that we've traded back and forth, you said you used the testimonial cruncher to get a bunch of testimonials.
Oh, and it was fabulous because I, at the time, I had, a small number of testimonials that I collected just from past ebook purchasers. And I wasn't actively soliciting testimonials since I didn't have a whole lot. So, as part of your course at the pre-launch, that's one of your suggestions is going through, and you're asking for reader feedback as well, too. You're asking for testimonials. And it was new to me is you'd suggest to don't offer any special sort of ethical bribe at all in terms of don't offer to give them anything. Just go ahead and ask them. And, I have a relatively small list. It was just over 2,000 readers. And of those, there was over almost 100 testimonials from that one email that was sent out from that survey.
Wow.
So that alone, that turned me into a whole convert. I could stand on top of the mountaintop and tell everyone else why they should be buying the product launch formula. Just to get that many testimonials, be able to add to the sales page for the product launch, that was huge.
Yeah. Let's look at that's 5% of your list. Not only clicked through, but actually gave you the testimony. That's amazing.
It was. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
And I can tell just from the tone of voice, sometimes, you're sitting in the basement or wherever in your office, and you're working on this stuff, and you're wondering if anyone really cares, if anyone's paying attention, and then you do something like that, and all of a sudden all those testimonials flow in. It gives you incredible momentum, personal momentum. Where you just you know this thing's gonna work and you can really
huge for me exactly. So then I thought, okay, so I'm just gonna keep going through step by step. So when it came to launching the product, not that we're there yet, but I just went through your exact sequence of emails. I obviously tweaked them for my list. Because you were using the trading course.
Right.
Sport and resistance. But I followed those step by step and I even timed them sequentially the way you had done it with your launch.
Mm-hmm.
So if it worked for you, it going to work for me.
That's great. And so let's step forward real quick. What kind of results did you get then?
So I started it. So what I did is I started it on, I decided to start it as an event. So I actually held a teleseminar sort of that evening of the launch,
mm-hmm.
a free teleseminar. And as soon as the teleseminar ended, we started the launch. So as soon as it was as well too, you suggested sort of some sort of time incentive, and I did the same thing. I said for the first 100 buyers, I had sort of this big product course. I had three bonuses, and for the first 100 buyers, they were going to get a free teleseminar with me, essentially about how to use the better be able to use the course,
mm-hmm.
as well as question and answer with me. And the teleseminar ended at 7 p.m. Pacific, and right then at 7. The orders were going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out so fast that there was a fraud mechanism that was triggered by the merchant account. And, they stopped after, the first 10 or something. All of a sudden, people were trying to order, and they couldn't. And I think you'd even mentioned that in your course as far as ensuring that there is no limits on your merchant provider, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to go in. My brother at the time was doing my web, was being a webmaster, so he was able to go in and somehow able to contact TechSupport for the company that night, late at night, and they were able to switch off the fraud mechanism. So, which is great, all of a sudden, see, I mean, people are really ordering this thing in a really fast period of time.
Right.
So I think we sent, so within that first sort of 24-hour period, we sold 40 courses, like within this huge short period of time. I had no plans for an official product launch. If I was going to sell a course a week, I thought, great. And it was fabulous. So, and I had sort of a product launch period, or the time was, the launch was over a two-week period where, you know, here was the time limit, the price was going to go up to $497 after, you know, after sort of 300, so many units were sold. We had this two-week period of time set, and in just under 2 weeks, we'd sold 102 units. So 100 in the first 100 buyers got the teleseminar, and that happened. So, I mean, I was more than ecstatic to see that.
So it was roughly $30,000.
Right. Then on top of that, though, I also started a continuity program or a membership site. So all the buyers, too, were – and every single one opted in. All the ones who bought – opted into the membership site.
Really?
Right. So that was, you know, at $49 a month. And they all, and it wasn't a, for, they, you know, they were, didn't have, they weren't obviously forced to opt in. I mean, they were all asked, do you want to be part of this membership site? And they all said, wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
So 100% opted in.
Right.
At $49 a month.
Right.
It's incredible.
And I, you know, and prior to even that product launch, I hadn't even planned for a membership site. That just became part of the, you're going to do a big product launch. Just, and in some of the stuff I'd reading about other people had done, use your course product launch, many of them had advised that go ahead and look at doing some type of continuity or membership site ongoing, because, I mean, that's your, not just the one-time sale, that's the ongoing source of revenue.
Yep. Yeah, and that's amazing. So like, you went from wanting to sell one a week to selling 100 in a couple of weeks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Plus,
exactly.
Okay. Let's see. For $49 at 100, that's another $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
Continuity. You know, and obviously people don't stick around forever.
No, they don't. You're right.
But
Maury said there's about 60. So a little over 60% have, you know, renew their membership.
Mm-hmm.
So what, 60 to 65.
So we're 4 or 5 months into it now, and
right,
and you've still got 65% retention. That's very good.
Yeah.
Now
people, yeah.
You know, the amazing thing is, and this is the thing, a lot of people that haven't been through one of these product launches before don't get, is if you do it right, people are excited about it, and they're happy buyers. And that's evident in the fact if you get 100% opt-in rate for your $49 a month program, you know, these are obviously people that are excited about your program and happy about, you know, the entire launch.
Exactly, because they're ones. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's almost seems the reverse of selling, where you've already developed obviously this relationship with these people on the list, and you're actually giving them what they're asking for, as opposed to the opposite model where you just try to sell something without having developed any relationship. And, yeah, and they were happy to pay for it, as you say. And they're, like, happy with that information. And I was able to develop the membership site, too, with as part of the surveys you'd advised for the product launch. I mean, here's some of the big products they want, big topics that they want covered or questions answered. And I filled up the membership site with a lot of that stuff. It's material I had written in the past, but this is what they're most interested in, so that's what I added to the membership site. There's an easy way to build content.
That's great. And how about going forward? Did you, you know, after the 2 weeks, did you continue to make sales?
Yeah. So right now, so I originally printed up 350 courses. There's 50 left now. So we've sold 300 courses. The regularly ongoing memberships. I just checked this morning. We have 290 members currently on the membership site. And as part of, too, as part of the survey, there are two other big issues or topics that the readers wanted information about. One, they were really interested in Pet First Aid. So I've since just finished writing an ebook on Pet First Aid. another was on pet food, along with this whole pet food recall. And they're really interested in all the pet food, and I'm just finishing up a book on that, too. And my original idea was just have them as a digital book, but for sure, I mean, those next two topics are also going to be as a course. Mm-hmm. With the product launch.
And this is the thing that a lot of people miss. So now we're approximately 4 months after your launch.
Yep.
And a lot of people think you do your launch and, you know, the launch is over. And some people make that mistake of not continuing to market it. But you took your momentum. So you created, you know, from a relatively modest business that we had a $27 ebook. You stepped back. You created a bigger course. You did a product launch, a well-orchestrated product launch, and then in a two-week time frame, did $30,000 in sales, sold 100 units. But you used that momentum from that launch, and you just kept right on going, and sold another 200 units in the next 3.5 months. And you're continuing to add people to your membership site, so you now have it sounded like just the continuity, leaving the sales of the product alone, just the membership site, sounded like it's about a six-figure business now.
Exactly. So. Yeah, so it's huge confidence in me. You know, up until that point in time on the whole internet, it was, you know, I just saw it as a sort of side business. Maybe it's potential where it can generate some real sort of income. But up until that point in time, I wasn't really convinced. I tried so many different sort of models of internet marketing that just weren't happening, as I'm sure many people listening or tried themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm now definitely a new convert, new believer. And anyone who's sort of talked to me about any ideas and product stuff, I mean, I've talked to them about you and the product launch formula. And so now I'm in the position now where, one, I've got my practice listed up for sale, because now I can. I'm in that position where I don't need to own it and sort of juggle sort of two full-time jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of do more of this, which is what I enjoy doing, more of being involved with the internet, and to just more time period. I mean, it's great that I now have that option. Yes, thanks for doing the course.
No, you're welcome. I mean, I love doing these case studies, and I love talking to people that have just really, I mean, either turned their business around or really, for you, just really created a serious business. I mean, you went from more from having a hobby-type site, you know, and $1,000 to $1,500 a month, there's nothing wrong with that, and there's millions of people that would, you know, kill for that. But, I mean, it was more a hobby-type thing that wasn't ever going to really replace your income or change your lifestyle, give you real passive income. And now, all of a sudden, you've created a real business out of it with ongoing sales. And like you mentioned, now you've got this relationship with this list, this interactivity. They're helping you design your next two products, and I'm sure those, you know, the way these launches work, and you're going to find this out fairly soon, is you just build momentum from one to the next. They tend to get bigger and bigger because, you know, people have been through it once. They've seen you deliver. You've got people that are buyers that are raving fans of yours, and so you really you can carry a lot of momentum from launch to launch.
Yeah, I'm completely looking forward to it. On top of the fact that my list has gone up 2.5 times, so there's
really
now since then there's now 5,000 people on the list.
Now, how did that happen?
As a matter of like the whole product launch of putting energy into this membership site, of regular postings to the blog, and there's just been this increased traffic. All of a sudden, there's increased interest about it.
Yeah.
There are no other similar products. At the time when I launched, I had one or two affiliates, and I think initially there was, you know, maybe 10 affiliate sales of that initial product launch.
Mm-hmm.
And now because of that, and there's this high-priced product in a relatively small niche, I mean, there's now close to 100 affiliates.
Oh,
so
it
sort of fed on itself. And something which I didn't actually quite imagine previous to that. I mean, it's you never know. You go into it. You put a fair amount of time into creating the product. I didn't put a lot of money into it. I filmed the video myself. Most of the stuff I did myself, sort of early morning hours. But you never know when you sort of go down. Initially, you take the plunge, and you're not really sure for sure as far as, is this going to work for me? And I, you know, without hesitation, say to anyone who's listening, I mean, it doesn't matter what market they're in. I mean, if they sort of follow that sort of step-by-step formula that you suggested, you know, develop that relationship with your list, ask them for the feedback, go through those steps. I mean, you're going to have a successful product launch for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, one thing I talk about a lot is momentum. And, you know, you obviously capture momentum. And when you have momentum, it's a wonderful thing. You know, you can see this in a basketball game or a hockey game or a football game or whatever. When a team's got momentum, you can just feel it, and good things happen. And when you got momentum, it's great. When you don't have it, it's a bad feeling. And a product launch is a wonderful way to gain instant momentum. So you, I mean, look at all the advantages. It wasn't just sales. I mean, we could take your $30,000 in sales and just throw them out the window and pretend they didn't happen. And look at all the other benefits you have. I mean, you have this membership site. You have your members and your readers helping design your next products. You have doubled the size of your list, and that happens just, I mean, it's often it's just viral. People start passing your stuff around. They start posting about you on bulletin boards. And it just, I mean, it rolls. And then you've added new affiliates. You went from having just a couple affiliates to having 100 affiliates. You track them in, you know, with that momentum and that product launch. So, I mean, it's so synergistic.
But it, oh, yeah, I'm, more than ecstatic with it. It was great. Just can't say enough good things about it. No, I'd say, and I sent you an email too, and I'd say to anybody, right, as far as, you know, the best value for anything on the internet is product launch formula, for sure, best return on investment.
Well, I'm glad. I love to hear that. I mean, that's wonderful to hear. So now, what do you think your timing is going to be going forward on these next two products?
So I've finished the book. I'm in the process now of filming. So I'm doing recording some video, my own video, for sort of a first aid book. So I expect that, and I'm looking in about 6 weeks. It will be in within 6 weeks.
Okay.
It'll be launched, and I'm thinking another 4 to 6 weeks after that, I'm wanting to do a third one.
Okay. So you'd be at three products, and generally things happen slower than people want them to happen and expect. But, I mean, we're talking, you know, another month or so, you're going to be into your next launch, and then a couple months after that. So you'll have done, you know, by the end of the year, you'll be three launches. Your membership site will be probably at least twice as big as it is now. And now, any hints or tips for people who do the product launch and then carry that into a continuity program like you did?
Originally being the pre-launch, and you just were really encouraging us to like to go ahead and survey the list, like find out what they want in sort of different ways. Part of that was the questions and concerns. But I mean, one of those first emails I sent out, I think I must have had close to 260 people respond with different things in terms of they wanted to know more information about this. Specifically, numbers wanted to know about first aid. Whole huge numbers wanted to know about pet food. And just specific ways, I mean, my specific little niche about just being able to treat their pets with certain diseases. And, you know, I just grouped all those, the most important ones, the ones that were most frequently asked. And that's what I developed as content in the membership site. And you know, it was easy for me because of content, because of this, I knew, so that was what's most important to them, that what became the membership site. And from there, that was sort of part and partial of being able to help to use the course better in terms of, I talked about that as part of the launching the course itself. I mean, as an ongoing basis, I mean, this is going to help you better care for and treat your pet at home, which is what my course is about. And two, it's sort of, they're regularly updated with what's most important news-wise. So most of them, the ones that opt in, are more than happy with the membership site themselves. And, you know, just help them use the course and to do what they want most. I mean, they really value their dog or the cat, and they want to know sort of the most current ways of, especially natural or home remedies, how to use those, and that's sort of what the membership site is about, too.
So you went through the launch, and then people, they checked the box to opt in for the membership site.
Exactly.
And then at that point, was the membership site live? Like, did they instantly get into it?
That's right, and they instantly got into it. Yeah, so I had it up and live. Yeah.
And so you probably had created some content ahead of time so that when they hit that.
Exactly.
Was, okay.
Yeah, and I had content created ahead of time, exactly. It also meant that I committed to doing a sort of a monthly newsletter, sort of PDF newsletter,
mm-hmm.
as well as an audio that's sort of downloadable. So it's all digitally delivered. There's nothing physical sent to the members at all. As well as they have sort of access to me. I have a forum where they have sort of certain once a week where I answer questions that they post. And
okay. They
value that, and they're willing to pay for that.
And is it like a full forum where they're interacting with each other as well?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Now,
it was, sorry, Zach, one other thing I was going to mention, whether or not the software users, a company called A-Member,
mm-hmm.
Which we use as far as very inexpensive piece of software, and it was about $150 on sort of along incorporated with WordPress. And there was really inexpensive membership site to set up. And it just was more the matter of time and adding the content.
And it sounds like you're not a technical wizard at all.
No, I'm zero tech. No, I'm completely non-technical.
Yep.
I can do like maybe 10 words of HTML.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people listening just breathe a sigh of relief to hear you say that.
Right.
Because there's a lot of us in that same boat. So
right. That's
great. Now, going forward, obviously, your next product launches will also feed into the member site.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'll be the same member site. And,
yeah.
And generally, I mean, those membership sites, the more people you put in them, the greater the synergy, the greater, the more active the forum. And it's just, it tends to get stronger as they get bigger. So,
it's a great way to do it as far as, because it doesn't just mean sort of the one-time sale.
Right.
It all happened because of that. I mean, it was all the momentum, as you say, is because it started, and to see mm-hmm. that happening. If I had just launched the membership site along with the ebook without a product launch, I mean, it would not be the same. Nothing near the same results.
Mm-hmm. So now in your next launch, you're going to have a whole bunch of affiliates on board. And so the dynamics of this next launch are going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because I know from experience that, I mean, working with a bunch of affiliates in a launch is actually one of the biggest the biggest consumers of time is actually working with those affiliates, because what ends up happening is if you have 100 affiliates and say, like, each day two or three of them have a question, each day during the launch, you know, two or three of them don't have the link or, you know, can't access their stats or whatever, that ends up being surprisingly how much that takes a lot of time. So that's going to be one of your challenges going forward in this next launch. But I also think that, you know, your results are going to be so much bigger, because last time you didn't have affiliates, and this time.
No, I didn't have affiliates, small list by anybody's standards, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm also looking forward too, and I about even the membership site itself too. I mean, it hasn't sort of officially been launched. I mean, it itself could be treated as a product launch,
mm-hmm.
In terms of launching a product. So I mean, there's all those options that I've yet to even explore.
Yeah,
I've been so busy with dealing with everything else, I've yet to even give the membership site a sales stage.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, that'll be your fourth launch this year.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. If you're coming into a second launch in the next, let's just say, a couple months, what's
yeah.
the biggest lesson learned from the first launch? The biggest things you would change or things you really want to emphasize?
What would I change? I don't think I would change a whole lot in that. I just went through it step by step. I had a sort of very much the same. I just modeled after your launch. So I set a time limit. I essentially modeled those similar emails. I don't think I would change a whole lot. I would follow those sequentially through again. I just make sure I go through the whole course again and make sure I'm not missing anything because I've done it once. And I, you know, I threw in the DVD, I threw in the CD-ROM, and I kind of, here's where I'm at now, and I checked out this. Or during the actual launch itself, you know, I sent out the email through modified based on mine, and then, you know, a few hours later, you sent out a following email, and I sent out those similar emails and those steps. And I just make sure I go through those thoroughly so I'm not forgetting anything. And expect it to be magnified. I my biggest thing, make sure I've dealt with the merchant provider so they don't shut off the sales in the first 10 minutes, expecting a big volume.
Now, when that happened, when they did shut you down the first 10 minutes, did you send out an email about that?
Exactly, yeah. We had to, yeah, because there was people, my brother was on the webmaster who's technically dealing with stuff, and there's people sending an email saying, I'm trying to order and I can't. I want to order the course. I'm worried about it being sold out. I want to get in on the teleseminar. I'm like, holy cow. I was just blown away that was actually happening. And you describe that in your course, and, you know, one never knows for sure. Is this really going to happen with me? I don't know. I don't know about my market. You know, I've been happy to sell a few e-books a day, one or two e-books every so often. But, yeah, that exact thing's happening. You talk about how similar, I mean, there's similar psychological, people think similarly throughout different, with different products, and it's much the same. They respond to similar psychological triggers.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I think, like, when we were talking right before we started recording, you said a lot of people, you know, this isn't your prototypical niche. It's not about making money. People might think that pet owners aren't spending a fortune, especially online.
No. You don't see it if you were going to watch late-night infomercials, which many people suggest. If you want to sell anything on the Internet, sell what's sold on infomercials. It's not about weight loss. It's not about making money or saving money or not getting out of debt. It's not considered. It's popular. Many people have dogs and cats, but not too many of those same people, at least to believe, is that they're not willing to spend a whole lot of money with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. You just need a small number of really motivated people that, you know, have developed, you know, like, and trust you, developed a relationship with you, and they're willing to buy your products. And they do. And, you know, of that, you know, 300, now, of the course we sold 300, there's been two returns. So I'm, yeah.
Mm. So,
way it's gone.
Yeah, so that's less than 1%.
Yeah, so that's great. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Did you have any issues with the actual fulfillment, you know, sending 300 courses out? I mean,
I use a fulfillment house, Speaker Fulfillment, which are based in Indiana, and wasn't made very, very much not an issue at all. I talked to a number of other sort of people that use sort of fulfillment houses, and they sort of seemed the one many people recommended. And it was a third party, so yeah, it cost a little bit more, but it's more than worth it. It's one less thing that I had to deal with or manage.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, if you're going through a launch and launching a membership site, I mean, the last thing you want to be doing is packing boxes or managing people that are packing boxes.
Yeah, and it was an easy way to do it. Yeah, I'd highly recommend going through that.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. I'm glad we got on the phone today. It's just a prototypical launch. I mean, you used the formula, and it worked well for you. But it's exciting to hear how you extended that momentum and you built yourself. Instead of having a nice payday, you built yourself a real business out of it.
Well, it's been great. Yeah, it was just, you know, because I was away just camping the last 3 days for the last weekend. It was great to come home and, like, log on to one shopping cart and see that one in a way I've been making sales. And,
mm-hmm.
You hear people talk about the internet, ABM, or automatic teller. I'm sure that's not really, doesn't really happen. But, you know, once you do have a successful product launch and you, as you said, you've created some momentum and all of a sudden you've got this list that's built up, I mean, it does happen. I mean, I'm away and there's sales are still being made. And it's
mm-hmm. Well, that's
the passive income part is great.
Yep, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Andrew. It's been a great conversation, and I'm really excited to hear about your, you know, incredible results. I mean, truly incredible that you've, gone from, I don't know, 6 months ago, you know, having this more hobby type business to having a real business that's definitely a six-figure business, and that's just the start of it. Obviously, you've got things lined up to get much bigger. So,
great. Thank you.
Wonderful to hear. Congratulations.